Pat with me, Ibrahim Sani. Let's talk about the death of UMNO in Sabah. And I'd like to guide you guys through five key points on why this is such a big event. Number one, the reason why I want to talk about this topic is because the death of UMNO in Sabah heralds the death of Barisan Nasional. If it's not dead already, this is like 6 feet under, we're going 12 feet under. Why? Because UMNO was considered an outsider when they entered Sabah around the 1990 general elections. Then it was governed by the opposition party, not Barisan Nasional, but it was governed by the opposition party in Sabah. So when UMNO entered Sabah, it was heralded as the last bastion of entry for Barisan Nasional into enlarging their tentacles in the rest of Malaysia. For a fact, we know that UMNO has never managed to go into Sarawak, so getting into Sabah was a big deal then. Hence, with UMNO dead in Sabah, that means that's it. Not just the death of Barisan Nasional, it's also the death of UMNO nationwide. Number two, the personalities that left UMNO in Sabah is actually quite crucial, because we got 9 out of 10 ADUNs in the Sabah State Assembly, or the Sabah DUN. 9 out of 10 UMNO leaders left. They are elected representatives. We saw former ministers left the UMNO party, including Saleh Said Keluar, the former information minister. Even the former Speaker of the House, much respected by a lot of MPs and a lot of political observers, Tan Sri Pandika Amin, he has left UMNO as well. So the only two characters that are still within UMNO Sabah are the two unsavory ones, which are Tan Sri Musa Aman, who is himself under investigation for criminally intimidating the governor of Sabah when he didn't want to let go of the chief minister post right after the GE14. And the Kinabatangan MP, Bung Kinabatangan, they say, which is quite familiarly known or fondly known across Malaysia as the MP with very much flowery language. So only these two people have not left the UMNO party in Sabah. So the personalities leaving Sabah, UMNO, is indeed putting into fact that they are onto something big. And this brings me to the third point, which is, what is that something big? Because while many of these UMNO leaders left the party in Sabah, as was announced yesterday, they didn't announce which party they're going into. They didn't announce which coalition that they're joining. They just said, as of now, they're leaving the party. So what this means is that there's only two options here. Number one, create a new party, or number two, join an existing party. So the existing party in Sabah, we all know, it's either Warisan or PKR or DAP. But the more interesting option to think about is the creation of the Sabah chapter of Mahathir's party, led by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, Parti Bersatu, PPBM. And if Sabah is created or is creating the PPBM Sabah chapter, this would complete Mahathir's hegemony into PPBM entering all the states in Malaysia, something that UMNO was never able to do many, many years ago up until GE14. UMNO was never in Sarawak, Bersatu is in Sarawak. UMNO is dead in Sarawak, Bersatu is on the verge of being created in Sabah. So that is the creation of something that is far more important than people or former Sabah MPs and ADUNs leaving the party. It's actually strengthening Tun Mahathir's position across the nation. Which brings me again to the fourth point, on the point of politics being numbers. If Mahathir has the necessary numbers in the House to support his cause, what does this mean when the transition of power becomes necessary? Does this mean that Anwar Ibrahim will still get the majority vote of confidence by the Pakatan Harapan coalition? And will he get the necessary votes of confidence to elect him the Prime Minister when the day comes? Or is this it? Is the fact that Anwar becoming Prime Minister, the thought of it must not be entertained any longer, because Anwar Ibrahim is really losing the vote of confidence in terms of getting the necessary numbers to get the MPs on his side to vote for him to become a PM when the time comes. So those are the four big considerations. Finally, the fifth consideration on what does this mean to you and me. As Rakyat of Malaysia, it means jackfruit. because honestly, we are still doing our thing. We're still ensuring that we are, you know, being able to spread the butter on our bread, and ensuring that we are continuously finding to keep ends meet. So let the politics be run by the politics, but we the people must be vigilant and point out if the politicians step out of the way of misbehaving themselves. We should punish them. So the question is, if you voted, if you're a Sabahan, and if you voted for an UMNO ADUN or an UMNO MP, and they left the party, do you feel betrayed? And even if you're not a Sabahan, you're just a regular Malaysian, do you still feel betrayed? Let me know on my Twitter feed at IbrahimSaninet, or head on to astroawani.com and search for Notepad. Leave your thoughts there. Thanks very much, and goodbye.